Praise the Lord, the Lord's Spirit has brought Christ's Spirit.
Yeah. 基督的灵,
Christ's Spirit has brought His presence to us.
你有没有感受到一个不一样的氛围?
Do you feel a different
atmosphere?
甚至你有没有感受到一个爱的全能? Do you feel the power of love?
那个就是基督的灵。
That is Christ's Spirit.
那就是基督。
That is Christ.
圣经说，神的灵跟我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
In the Bible, it says God's Spirit testifies that we are Christ's children.
所以我们在这里，我们所说的，我们所敬拜、所唱的，都是真实的。
So everything we say here, what we praise and what we sing, it is all reality. It's true.
我非常感谢神，让我在活着的时候有机会认识神和他的真理。
I'm so thankful for God letting me, while I'm alive, to be able to live out God's truth or experience God's
truth. To know God,
to know
and
God
His truth.
And His truth.
我在想一个问题，我活着的目的是什么？
I was thinking of a question. What am I living for?
我觉得这个对我很重要。I
think this is very important to me.
我跟神说，我活着的目的是这样这样这样。I
told God, the reason why I'm living is this and that.
这是根据我从神那里，他对我的期许的一种了解。According to my understanding, that God expects me to understand. Yeah. 那 我的活着的目的是什么？当神的器皿。
So what is my meaning? It is to be the Lord's vessel.
Yeah. 被他来充满。
To be filled with Him.
充满到一个地步, overflow, 满溢出来。
To be filled until I'm overflowed.
而能够彰显他的荣耀。
To be able to display His glory.
就是彰显神自己。
And that is God.
这个好像很高, 对不对?
Seems very difficult to attain, right?
可是这是神应许可以帮助我们进入的生命的福分。
But this is God's promise to be able to enter.
那, yeah, 它是不是你的目的? 是不是你活着的目的?
So is this your meaning of life?
我们如果这个讲起来好像是很大很高超，曾经有人批评我说我好高骛远，讲得很高。
This seems very difficult to obtain, and someone once told me that I'm thinking too highly.
我说，主耶稣啊，这个是需要你的怜悯。
And I said, Jesus, this.
I need your mercy to attain this goal.
But I don't want to lower what you have stated and expected in the Bible.
除非我们读圣经的时候，神跟我们讲这些话，我们说神你在说谎。
Unless we're saying to God that the words in His Bible are lies.
既然这是圣经讲的话，我就必须要去持定它，去接受它，对不对？
Since it is said in the Bible, then I need to accept it and.
Yeah. 刚刚学乔说，不照我的意思，乃是要照你的意思。
Before, Brother Abraham said, "It is not by my ways, but by your ways."
这个就是 key point， 这个就是重点。
This is the key point.
我上个礼拜有讲到，有时候我们的生命有一个 strong will, strong desire， 对不对？
Last week I talked about how sometimes in our lives we have a strong will or desire.
我真的在教会看到，我在台湾，我不只是一个教会，我就是在几个教会服事过。我真的看到非常爱主的基督徒，如果不懂得在关键的点上不照自己的意思让神掌权，对教会就是一个亏损。
I see this often in Taiwan, many churches, brothers and sisters who really love Christ, but if at the critical point they're unable to not follow their own ways, then this is a loss for the church.
Yeah, 真的，真的，我们真的两个十字架，两个十字架。我非常爱我的国家，台湾是双十节，两个十字架。
There are two crosses.
Taiwan's birthday.
Oh,
is October 10th.
Oh, okay.
两个十字架，第一个十字架就是耶稣为我们在加略山上定的那个十字架。The first cross.
Oh, what
is the cross? Jesus Christ died for us.
Oh,
第一个十字架。
Oh, okay.
Cross.
Yeah. What? The first cross is the cross that Jesus died upon.
我们永远不要忘掉神的恩。
We don't want to ever forget about Lord's grace.
因为他为我们成就的那个是整个宇宙打破了一个门，把我们可以带进天堂的，带进属天之境的。
But because what he accomplished has opened up a door in a way that can let us come into heaven.
所以这个我们绝对不能忘掉，一辈子仰望十架就必得救。
So we cannot forget about this. Our whole lives, we need to look upon the cross.
第二个十字架，双十节，第二个十字架就是我们要实行的十字架。
The second cross is
we should bear our cross. Daily bear our cross.
Is to daily bear our cross.
耶稣说，如果你们要做我的门徒，天天背起自己的十字架来跟随我。
Jesus said that if you want to be our disciples, then every day you must bear my cross and follow me.
每一个人真正要追求主的，你都会从主那里领受到你要背的十字架。
For every person who truly wants to follow Jesus, you will see what the cross that you need to bear is.
耶稣说，你背这个十字架的时候，如果你为我放下你的生命，你就会得到天上的生命，就是耶稣的生命。
Jesus says, if you're willing to put down your wants and carry my cross, then you'll be able to gain the life from above.
对，就是 that's Jesus' life.
Yeah, Jesus' life.
如果你要保留你的生命，
if you want to hold on to your own life,
如果在一个关键的点上，我们常常会遇到这种关键的点，如果在这个关键的点上，你就是我要我的意思成就，我才不管神的意思了，你就会失去生
命。At a critical point, when we also all have these critical points, we think that we want to hold on to our own ways, then we will lose this life.
这个是很真实的，假不来的。
This is very true.
生命的建造跟这两个十字架绝对分不开。
We cannot separate our lives from these two crosses.
Yeah, 所以我知道台湾，我所爱的台湾。你看，神使他在十月十号生日，神使他的国旗在 讲到神的救恩，这个国家一定要被神兴旺，虽然困难重重。
So this country, Taiwan, I really love it, and it was established on October 10th.
Yeah.
And the
national flag.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Taiwan's national flag, 它的国旗满地红，那是耶稣的宝血。
Oh, Taiwan's flag, it's red, and that's representative of God's blood.
Yeah. 还有青天代表神的公义。
And blue
sky.
Sky blue represents God's righteousness.
还有那个十二颗星星，那个光放光芒，对不对？那神的光要发出来。有人说是十二使徒，这是最近我听到的。以前我们都说是十二道光芒，就是什么？十二是一个完全的数字，神生命的光要发出来。
So, and there's 12 stars representing the light shining through. Some people even say the 12 stars represent the 12 disciples. 12 tribes. Through all of this, we can see the law and the rule of life. Through this, we can become established.
Yeah, 对，那我们的生命才会被成全。
And so our lives can be complete and fulfilled.
你想一个制造者制造一个东西有一个目的。
If you think of a creator, when he creates something, there's a purpose.
那他创造我们的目的是什么？
And so, what is our creator's purpose for us?
对，我们一定要越过我们这个小小的、很自私的看的我们这个人，要越过这个去看神啊！你要我被造的目的是什么？
We need to go beyond our limited. Selfish, almost perspective, and look at what God's purpose is for us.
Yeah, 那我们看一下，以赛亚书四十三章。
So let's look at Isaiah chapter 40.
第七节。
Verse 7.
那我们一起来读。他就讲到说神的种子，神的种子，四十三章。他这边讲到神的种子，众女都要被带回来。这些人是怎么样的人呢？第七节，就是凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀造作创造的，是我所做成的，所造作的。
So everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made.
Yeah, 上个礼拜还是上上礼拜，我们讲到以弗所书第二章第十节，你还记得吗？那一节，我们是神手中的工作，我们是神手中的作品。有人说是 masterpiece 杰作，在耶稣基督里造成的。为要叫我们去行神事先所预备要我们去行的，就是遵行他的旨意。
Previously, in Ephesians, we talked about
chapter 2, verse 10,
we talked about how we are created to follow God's. sorry, I don't remember what you said. We are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do.
所以我们的旧照跟耶稣同定十架以后。
Oh, so when our old selves died on the cross with Jesus,
我们要立志。以弗所书第四章，对不起，以弗所书第四章。
In Ephesians chapter 4,
第四章二十节到二十四节，我们这段话我们读一下好了哈。
Verse 20 to 24.
你们学了基督却不是这样，就讲跟没有信主的人不一样。我们呢信了主，我们要效法基督。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
So, okay, so from verse 20, you however did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
我们常说跟随耶稣，什么叫跟随耶稣？就是像这边讲的，好，就是二十三节，要立志这样。
So we often ask, what does it mean to follow Jesus? And it's what it says here in verse 23.
23, 就是要
yeah, to be made new in the attitude of your minds.
Yeah, 要立志。我们昨天读但以理书。
Yesterday we read the book of Daniel.
但以理呢，他就有一颗心，啊，那句话。昨天的第一章，但以理却立志，但以理却立志。所以我们蒙神拯救以后，我们不要再像过去那个样子偏行己路。
And in Daniel, we see, in the book of Daniel, we see that he was made new in his attitude.And no longer following his own ways.
那我们要立志，按着神新人的样式来生活。
We need to be made new and following in Christ's likeness to live.
不论我们来聚会，或者是我们在神面前自己的读经祷告。
Whether it's when we gather together or just us in front of God praying and reading His Word. We receive God's message and Word. And we understand His hopes for us. If we follow that to undo it,
圣灵就会赐给我们。
The Spirit will give it to us.
圣灵就是赐生命的灵。
And the Spirit is what gives us life.
我们的生命就会增长。
And we will be able to grow in our lives.
假不来的，你如果不这样来照着耶稣的意思来信从他，来信靠顺服他。是不可能真正在基督里被建造的。
You can't fake this. If you don't follow God's ways and you live in this way, then you will not be able to be built up in Christ.
我读耶稣的生平，耶稣到十二岁的时候，到十二岁的时候，他就说：“岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？”
When Jesus was 12.
When he was 12,
he said,
he answered his parents, Joseph and Mary, 岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？难道你不知道我应该要 focus 我的 father's will?
Okay, so when he was 12, he said, did you not know that I must focus on my father's will?
我很多很多年前我读到这个说，哦，如那耶稣一天就是一天，对不对？一个月就是一个月，耶稣不虚度光阴的，他是在主里成长的，在天父里成长。
Oh, okay. And so, Jesus grew up in under
in Father.
Oh.
He abide in Father.
Okay.
So 他的这个生命就是他过一天，那就是一天的生命，一个月就是一个月的生命。
Okay, so he grew up in life, like
yeah. 到了十二岁的时候，他就知道我应当以我父的事为念。
When he was 12, he knew that he had to live for God.
所以我那个时候我就说，哦，如果我属灵的生命达到十二岁的成熟度的话
，Oh, and so I was thinking if my spiritual life reached the maturity of the 12 years old.
那我的生命应该是以天父的事为念。
Then my life is in line with God's will.
弟兄姊妹，了解我的意思吗？好，那因为我们有时候我们。我活到我今年64岁半了，我属灵的生命有没有到12岁、15岁，我不知道，那是神算的。那就是说，我们的生命真实被建造到什么地步
？So I am. I don't know how old my spiritual age would be.
虽然我今天肉身活到64岁半了
，Even though physically in this world I've lived to 60 some years old.
Yeah. 如果我真的我的生命真的以父的事为念
，If my life really follows is in line with God's will，
我属灵的生命的年岁就有到12岁。
Then my spiritual age would be at 12.
我这样跟你们讲，就是说，这个，我们在这边谈的信仰的事是很真实的。
I want to emphasize that what we speak about is true.
我今天跟你们谈一个点，我刚刚讲这个 the aim of my life， 我的生命的这个目的讲起来可以很大。我现在今天只讲一个点，最重要的。
So today my focus is on the aim of my life. And I will focus on one key point.
希伯来书11:6。
In
这句话我们一定要刻在我们心板上。
In Hebrews chapter 11,
verse 6, 我们一起来读。人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人，必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
这是真的，这是真理。
This is a truth and is a reality.
我们不要忘记，我们的信心之父亚伯拉罕信的是使人复活、使无变为有的神。
Let's not forget about the father of faith, Abraham.
他信的是使人复活、使无变为有的神。
He believes a God that, revives the dead and,
使无变为有。
I don't know how to translate that.
You can see,
Yeah, you should translate.
Emily 很好，她是有点很谦虚这样。Bold enough, don't be afraid. Okay. 神应许亚伯拉罕成为多国的父。
Lord, let Abraham be the father of many nations.
那个就是说，世界上凡是相信神的人的父亲。
So the father of the people on earth, whoever believes in God.
那我们讲到这个相信 ，faith 这个字，这个字我们讲两个层面的意思。
And so when we talk about faith, there are two parts.
Two aspects. 一个就是说。我们相信神的那个程度 ，degree， 哈。
So one is the degree.
另外一个其实是更之先的，就是我们所翻译的真道。这个 God's living word.
Okay, and then one is God's living word.
有神的真道栽种在心里面的人，就会有真实的信心。
Those who have God's living words in their hearts will have the true faith.
我们知道，如果对神没有活泼的信心，就无法期待神做工在我们生命中。
We know that if we don't have true faith in us, then we won't be able to let God work in us.
对，那。耶稣不是死很多人吃饱吗？五千人吃饱，行神迹死五千人吃饱。
Yeah, God, Jesus, fed, 5,000.
他那个时候有人就要追随他。
At that time, some people were pursuing him.
在我们看约翰福音第六章二十九节。
Let's look at John, what chapter?
Chapter 6.
Chapter 6, verse 29.
耶稣说，你们呢，你们跟随我，你们来找我。
In chapter 6, verse 29,
29, 耶稣跟他们他们说，他说你们找我，二十六节，耶稣很实际的跟他们讲，我实在verse 26, yeah, 耶稣回答说，我实在告诉你们，你们找我并不是因见了神迹，乃是因为吃饼得饱。
Jesus said, I tell you the truth, you are looking for me.Not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill.
因为很方便，有好处可拿。
Because it was convenient and there was.
甚至你们还不是因为相信神迹，还是因为有好处可拿。
Because they were benefited, so that's why they came to seek him.
那耶稣就鼓励他们，不要为必朽坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永远的食物劳力。就是人子要赐给你们的。
Jesus said, don't pursue the food that is temporary. Pursue for
27.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Don't pursue the food that spoils, but the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you.
对，那这些人就说：“那我们要怎么做呢
？”So they asked, "What do we do?"
那耶稣就说：“二十九节，耶稣回答说：‘信神所差来的，这就是做神的工。
”And then Jesus answered in verse 29, "The work of God is this: to believe in the one He has sent."
我们知道，在罗马书那边讲到说，我怎么信？如果一个人没有听关于耶稣的事，我怎么会信？
And so in Romans, talk about how do you believe if you don't hear about Jesus? How can you believe?
对，所以当我们听到耶稣是神所差来，你相信，你就是在做神的工。
But when you hear that Jesus is sent by God and you believe, then you are doing the work of God.
然后呢，耶稣又曾经对马大，记不记得他的兄弟死了？
And Jesus once said to Martha, when her brother passed away.
Yeah, 那耶稣说去到坟墓，马大说：“哎呀，他已经死了四天了，一定臭了。”
And when they went to the grave, Martha said, "He has already passed away for 4 days." Yeah.
那耶稣就对他说：“我不是对你说过，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀吗？”
And Jesus said, "Didn't I already tell you, if you believe, then you will see." The glory of God.
对，那这个是耶稣对马大一个特别的，因为耶稣曾经来讲，你的兄弟不会死，啊，他不是，他就跟他在 argue， 他就讲到将来的事，不是现在的事。Do you understand what I mean?
Sorry.
啊，就是说 ，Jesus told Martha， 就是说。马大跟耶稣讲，将来我们都会复活。可是耶稣的意思是，现在你的兄弟，你如果信，
oh,
你的兄弟会活。
Okay.
他听不懂。
So, Jesus was referring to her brother reviving now, but Martha was only thinking of in the very far future.
所以这个给我们看见什么？如果我们跟耶稣接触。如果我们跟神谈心
，So we can see from this that if we interact with Jesus，
那我们从耶稣那边得到了他对我们某件事的一个应许。
And then from this we gain some sort of promise from Jesus。
那这个是不跟神的真道不会相违背的。
This will not be in conflict with God's way.
你如果信
，if you believe，
那你就会看见神把这个事情把它实现出来的这个荣耀。
Then you will see the glory when God makes it a reality.
Yeah. 所以 ，faith 这个真道。这个从神来的活泼的话，跟信心多么的重要。
So faith, living faith, and also God's word, is all really important.
对，许多年以前哈
，many years ago，
有一个女孩子，她自认为她不乖。
There was a girl who thought that she was not obedient.
所以她觉得她的父母并不爱她，像爱其他的兄弟姐妹。
So she thought that she was not as loved as her siblings.
她认为父母不够爱她。
And she thought that her parents didn't love her enough.
那她的名字就叫 Faith, F-A-I-T-H.
And her name was Faith.
我知道他的父母非常爱他。
I knew her parents really loved her.
那个时候呢，我就跟他说：“哦，你错了，你的父母非常爱你。”
So I told her, "You are wrong. Your parents really love you."
我怎么知道你的父母非常爱你？我跟他 conversation， 我说：“我怎么知道你的父母非常爱你
？”And I told her, "How do you know? Do you know how I know?"
他说：“我说，你知道，我们没有信心，就没有办法活。”
And I told her, "You don't have faith, then you won't be able to live."
That we cannot live without faith.
Yeah.
Yeah. 好，那我说 ，Your parents cannot live without faith. 你们懂我的意思吗 ？Faith， 啊，就他的名字。Your parents cannot live without faith.你们的父母没有 faith， 没有办法活下去。他把这么宝贵的名字给你， 表示他们多么爱你。
So they, I told her, your parents named you Faith, and they themselves cannot live without faith. And they gave you this name to show how much that they love you.
他就没有讲话了，我不知道他了解多少。
So she was silent, and I wasn't sure how much she understood.
我们的属灵的生命，我们的 new life, 没有办法活。如果没有 faith,
so our new life cannot live if we do not have faith.
这个就是为什么耶稣说那一句话，跟玛利亚说，不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。Luke 10:42.
Okay, so in Luke 10:42, this is what.Jesus said to Mary, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
弟兄姊妹，你能不能领会耶稣的意思？不可少的只有一件。
So, can you understand the, when it says, but only one thing is needed?
所以这件事我们一定要抓住。
So we must hold on to this.
就是我们要藏在耶稣的脚前，领受他生命的道。
We must frequently be at Jesus' feet, receiving His word.
有的人读了很多圣经，我真的看到在教会里面。
There are some people who I see in the church read a lot of the Bible.
因为他所在的团体是很会读圣经的团体。
But because the group they're part of is one that is very good at reading the Bible.
而且他也很会讲。
And
我很喜欢听他讲。
And they're also really good at talking about the Bible, and I enjoy listening.
哦，真的是第一名，很会讲。
It's truly the first place. Really good at talking about the Bible.
当他的生命碰到冲撞的时候
，But
他垮掉了。
When his life meets conflict, everything falls apart.
当他被 offense 到的时候，受不了。
When he is they're offended, they're unable to they can't stand it.
他精神就出了问题了。
And so he had mental issues.
Mental disorders.
Disorders.
啊，别人就问说，啊，他不是很懂圣经吗？很会讲圣经吗？为什么没有帮助他？
And then people said, "Well, isn't this person really good at reading the Bible and understanding the Bible? Why didn't it help him?"
那就是他领受的神的话，也许是在很懂得神话语的规模在脑袋里。
Because he received the word probably very well in his mind.
可是他有没有从圣灵膏抹神的话？圣灵是赐生命的灵，对不对？
But.What about from the anointed word?
Yeah.
From
the
Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Give life. 它是 life-giving spirit. Jesus Spirit, Christ Spirit 是 life-giving spirit. 如果圣灵膏抹我们所读神的话，好像神亲口对我们说话，那个话就是灵，就是生命。
From the anointed word, it's like God speaking to us, and that is life.
Yeah. So, Mary at Jesus' 脚前就是在领受这种话
And so, this was what Mary was receiving when she was in front of God's feet.
这就是她领受生命的道
This was her receiving the word of life.
她里边有一些了解。是其他的门徒不了解的。
So within her, she had some understanding that the other disciples did not have.
比如说耶稣快要上十字架了。
So for example, Jesus is about to go onto the cross.
他的门徒还在路上争谁为大。
And the disciples were still thinking about who was
in the
kingdom.
他们的夫子都要经过那么大的苦难了，他们还在争谁为大。
Jesus was going through such a thing, and they were still talking about and arguing over this.
啊，不是他们不爱耶稣，是他们心迷糊，不明白。
It wasn't that they didn't love Jesus. It was that their hearts, they did not understand.
可是玛利亚，她知道耶稣要受难，她把香膏整个把玉瓶打破，香膏整个流出来。
But Mary, she understood, and she broke the perfume in front of Jesus and poured it in front of Jesus.
Yeah.所以耶稣说他是为我安葬用的。
And Jesus says this is for
Jesus' burial.
Oh yeah, for my burial.
Yeah. 所以我们要真正的领受神的话，让神的话在我们生命中酝酿，然后结实。
So we need to truly receive God's word, and let it be within us and become a reality.
所以耶稣曾经说，没有保罗，保罗曾经说，这个帖撒罗尼迦教会呢，他们是领受了神的话，就认为真是神的话。
And so Paul once said the church in Thessalonica received the Lord's word and truly accepted Jesus' word.
然后他们就让神的话运行在他们的生命中。
They let Jesus' word become a reality in their lives.
那就来牵引他怎么去行事为人。
And really impact how they live.
我们需要这样子的来领受神的话。
And so we need to receive God's word in the same way.
这个是金银宝石的建造。
This is.
Corinthian.
Okay.
三章，第三章。
Oh, okay.
哥林多前书第三章。
In Corinthians 1.Chapter 3.
Oh, sorry. 第三章 第三章第第十二节。
Okay.
第十二节用金银宝石在根基上建造。
Chapter 3, verse 12 says, to build your foundation using gold and silver.
所以当有考验来的时候，根基仍然存住。
And so that when there,
所建造的仍然存住。
And so when there is a test, the foundation survives.
还有，耶稣呢，也曾经警告那一些不相信他的犹太人，说你们里面。根本没有父的道在你们里面。
And also, Jesus previously warned Jews that in their hearts they didn't have God's word.
他说：“如果你们里面有父的道在里面，为什么不信我？”
They said, "If you did not have the Father's word, then why within you? Then why aren't you following me?"
你知道耶稣就是神的道，对不对？
And you know that Jesus is God's.
如果你有真的有神的道在里面，
word.
你就会接受我。
And if he said that if you really had God's word within you, then you would accept me.
那我们知道犹太人他们在会堂，他们常常在读妥拉。
We know that. The Jewish people oftentimes they read the Torah.
就是摩西五经啊，他们常常在读，那里边有讲到关于耶稣的事啊。
And this is, the Torah frequently talks about Jesus.
对，好，然后呢，耶稣，另外一个点，耶稣也曾经对一个需要帮助的孩子的父亲，讲到信心的话，这个我们来看马可福音第九章。
So to talk to about another point, Jesus once told a father of a sick child in Mark
chapter 9.
Chapter 9.
那这个父亲呢，他的孩子很需要帮助，常常被鬼折腾来折腾去哈。
This father, he really needed help for his child who was constantly tormented by demons.
那他呢，怀着一个希望，知道耶稣这么厉害，所以他要求耶稣帮助。
And he had a hope, that since God is so great, Jesus is so great that he could ask for help.
原来耶稣还不在那里，他就请他的门徒帮助，帮不了忙。
And Jesus was not there. His disciples were there to help, but they could not help effectively.
所以后来耶稣来了，耶稣来了，他就跟耶稣说哈，请你我看一下哈，在第十七节，他说：“夫子，我带了我的儿子到这里来，他被哑巴鬼附着，哈。”那我第十八节，我请过你的门徒把鬼赶出去，他们却是不能。
对，十八节，
十七节，他先说，他说：“夫子，我带了我的儿子到你这里来，哈。那因为那时候耶稣不在嘛。
Yeah, okay.
那十八节，他说我请过你的门徒把鬼赶出去，他们却是不能。
So in verse 17 and 18.The man said that he brought his son who was possessed by a spirit and that the disciples could not drive out the spirit even when he asked.
那耶稣说啊，这不幸的世代。
And Jesus says, O unbelieving generation.
结果耶稣跟他说第二十二节哈，这个父亲跟他说，如果你能做什么，求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。
And then he says, if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us.
我想他对耶稣的认识，我不敢讲他有多少的真道，以至于对耶稣里面有那么坚实的信心。
Well, I don't know how much within him he had received God's true word to be able to have so much persistence in asking.
他真的有一个很大的需要。
He had a great need.
他也相信耶稣可以帮助他。
And he also believed that Jesus could help him.
所以当耶稣跟他讲这句话，二十三节，耶稣对他说：“你若能信，再信的人凡事都能。”
So Jesus told him, "Everything is possible for him who believes."
二十四节，这个孩子的父亲立刻就喊着说。这个小字说有古卷座，流着泪的喊着说：“哦，我信，我信，可是我的信不足。”
So, immediately the boy's father said, "I do believe. Help me and overcome my unbelief."
对，那这个地方，神告诉我们。福音把这件事情，福音书把这件事想出来告诉我，如果我们原先并没有那样子的一个有了神的真道来教育我们，来栽种在我们里面，以至于让我们自发性的有这个信心，可是我们看到一个需要，我们 OK.
Oh, and so from here we can see that we need God's word to be within us to have the faith.
可是我们那个需要，我们知道耶稣可以帮助，我需要那个信心。
And when we say, we have a need and we believe and have faith that God can help us.
至少我们那个信心要很真诚，真的在意，真的要。
And our faith, in our faith, we need to truly want it and have it be truly want it.
所以第一要有神真实的话。
So first, we need God's true word,
栽种在我们里面。
Planted within us.
还有，我们要在我们的里面要有一个真切的期待，真切的要，很在意神。
And next, we need a true want for God.
那我想我这样讲很务实，对不对？Practical.
The way that I'm saying it seems very practical.
那个传福音的那个使者保罗怎么说？我们看《使徒行传》二十章。
Let's see what Paul says.
二十章三十二节。
What book is that?
32.
Wait, what book is that?
Acts.
Oh, Acts, chapter 32.Wait, chapter 20, verse 32.
他跟以弗所的教会说，以后这个教会会有一些人进来，一些假教师，他们会进来。
He told the church that, in the future there may be, like false
teachers. Yeah, 但是呢。保罗要离开他们，三十二节他说：如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，这道能建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。
32 says, Now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
如果我们就像我刚刚前面讲的，那个有那个的有那样的 faith， 有那样活泼的 faith， 这道就能够建立我们。
So if you have living true faith, then this word can be established within us.
那我必须说，圣经要整本圣经的出于神的话，要全盘的接受。
And so at this point, I need to say that you must accept all of God's word.
因为神的话会解释神的话。
Because God's word explains other parts of God's word.
一部分神的话，好像我们有一些了解。有时候要另外一部分神的话来 balance.
We might read just one part of God's word, but we need another part of it to balance.
Yeah. 那如果有人对神的话就专门重在这个点，可是却不管别的，就容易偏差。
If you focus on just one aspect of God's word only, then you will.Have an inaccurate depiction.
Yeah, 所以我们要很诚实的，我要领受从神来的话。
So you must be very honest and be willing to receive God's word.
有时候我们因为我们过去的背景，在某个点上特别有这样的观念。
Sometimes because of our backgrounds, we might have a particular focus.
Yeah, 但是以后我们读神的话发现，哦，神有另外一方面的见解是我以前忽略的，那我就应该要谦卑的敞开我的心来领受。
But then you keep reading and you might find another aspect that you may not have focused on and you need to be humble and willing to accept it.
所以我们的态度应该是，只要是出于神的不论我习不习惯，我都必须要接受。
So our attitude should be, as long as it's from God, whether or not I like it, I should accept it.
只要不是出于神的, 虽然这种想法, 这种做法, 我很喜欢,
and,
我还是不能让他来control我。
And if it's not from God, even if I do like it, some idea, I should not let that idea control me.
我们这样才是行真理, 对不对?
Only through this way do you actually live truthfully.
我们这样才是一个携带真理去传讲真理的人, 对不对?
And that will allow us to be someone who has truth, to be able to spread the truth.
那这个会叫我们脱离主观。
就是很,
subjective.
Oh, and this this makes us more objective or
subjective, 就是, too much self-confidence, 以至于没有办法接受跟自己不同看法的。
Oh, okay. So this allows us to escape subjectiveness.
我真的有看到非常爱主的弟兄，他那么注重单独亲近神，以至于有一些东西跟他不一样，他没有办法接受，那样也不对。
For example, I know of some brothers who really, really like to just be 101 in the presence of God,
yeah.
Wait on God. But when they face other
different
point of view. Points of view, they're unable to
那也不对,
accept it, and that's not okay either.
你知道, 罗秉森师母是一个满了神荣耀的人。 Mrs. Robinson.
Pastor Robinson is
他是一个满了 God's glory.
Is someone full of God's glory.
她充满了神的爱。
She is full of God's love.
她的同工说, 她常常在读圣经。
And those who work with her say that she constantly reads the Bible.
而且她要让神的话, 好像她要进入这个神话语的这个实际, 她做不到, 她就为了这个祷告。
And she wants to enter the reality of the word, and if she is unable to, she continuously prays about it.
比如说,她觉得她的爱不够,没有像神那样爱人。
For example, she might feel that she doesn't have enough love and does not love others like God does.
就祷告了三个月。
So she prayed for 3 months.
一直到神的爱那样的充满她。
Until God's love filled her.
以至于她可以去爱那一些甚至反对她的人。
So that she was able to love those, even those who opposed her.
弟兄姊妹,耶稣受那么多的苦,不要我们只是似乎得到一点救恩的概念。
So Jesus went through a lot of suffering, and it's not just to have us have a little bit of understanding of his of
不是要 seem to have appearance, 不是.
Appearance of just being saved.
Yeah. 他要我们真实的得救, 实在的得救。
He wants us to be truly saved.
Yeah. 我们彼此勉励, 好不好?
So let's encourage each other.
就是带着我们单纯、简单、诚恳的心, 常在神的脚前受教。
To have like a simple heart that's willing to receive God's simple and sincere heart that's willing to receive God's teachings.
神会帮助我们的。
And God will help us.
Okay, 交通到这里。
首诗，虽然学长不在，但是我们。